know, qualified for the promotional, right? We can get you that as well.
All right.
Hi, Bryson. My name is Paul. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going good.
Good, good. Maria wanted me to get on the line here so that I could get you the details of the service, how everything would work, everything that would be included, of course, answer all of your questions. It's also my job to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work for you. It is a month-to-month service. Now, I know you do lawn care, but it looks like you also do pressure washing, too?
Yeah, and landscaping.
You do. Fantastic. So the best part about this is you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as it's a service that you provide. And, of course, as long as that person searching is in your service area, then your business will pop up as one of those options for people to see. And, of course, our job is to make sure that they have the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. Maria did not attach a website. Is there not currently a website for your business?
Yeah, I have one.
You have a website. Okay. I'll just have to remind her that it is her job to attach that where there is one. So you go maybe a good 50 miles for the right job, but she said your Google business profile got suspended.
Yeah. Every time I try to make one, it gets suspended.
You know, you're not alone, and it's a frustrating thing for business owners, and it is something that I'm hearing with more and more frequency. Up until about 6 months ago, it was just something that very rarely happened, but it seems like it almost happens all the time now. Business owners are putting in accurate information about their business, and they're getting flagged for fraudulent content and things of that nature. A lot of it is, you know, done through AI, and unfortunately, if it falls like into the wrong bucket, we'll say there's really no one to pick it up and get it to the right place. So we can help you with that. I mean, we are not Google. I mean, obviously, we're not Google. If anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google, they're just telling stories. Google does make these phone calls to businesses that have at least 100 locations or more, the nationwide or regional chain. Everything less than that falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google Premier partner. We're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. We have almost 1,100 reviews on Google. We've been around for over 20 years. So we actually verify more businesses every day than just about anybody. There's only 8 Google Premier partners in the country. There's currently 41 worldwide. So we can definitely help you out. Get your listing going. Get it not, you know, get it unsuspended or start over with a new one if we have to. But the whole point is to make sure, like I said, that people see you. So even if you did have a verified listing with that website attached, pretty much it's like a digital business card if it's not on the first page. People would have to know your company by name and be looking for you specifically. The businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors, though, they're not on that first page because they've been doing it the longest or do the best job in town or have the biggest company, but they have the right content online, content that, like a website, talks about the company, the services, the service area. So whether it's something like Yelp or Facebook that most people are aware of or any of the dozens of directories that are not as well known to the public, it happens in an instant. As soon as someone is searching for something, the internet gets crawled. And then, like I said, the relevant content comes up, and of course that's what puts businesses ahead of their competitors. So we'll create that content. We are a Google partner. We get our updates from them. Even when they change their algorithm, they share the changes with us ahead of time. So I think with that 50-mile service area, the best thing to do would be to include a social media campaign. Paid Facebook ads are a great way to get you found quickly throughout your entire service area. In fact, it takes about 7 to 10 days. So even maybe before you get Google verified, you can have your website attached to Facebook ads and start getting phone calls. Now, of course, the goal is to make sure that you're on Google and Bing as the top option. It is a month-to-month service, and it is exactly $299 a month. So there's no hidden taxes or fees. You're not paying per click call or job or percentage of your profit. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it would be that exact amount. And it is, like I said, month to month. That's a rate that would never go up. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, at least on the surface, though, being that it's designed to get your business out there, get that website in front of more people. I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's the largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. That's where everyone goes when they don't know who to call. And of course, every customer that finds you online is someone who can use your services for recurring lawn maintenance or use your services for other services. And then of course, recommend you to their friends and family. Now you will get a detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Are you taking on any commercial clients, or are you focusing solely on residential customers?
I'm trying to get into commercial.
You are? Okay. So this is definitely going to help because, like I said, we do very targeted marketing. We can target anywhere in your service area. We don't draw a big circle around you, so we can go farther than 50 miles in a specific direction. If you don't want to go quite so far in another direction, we can do that. If there are places even very close to home that you don't want to go, you can tell us that too. And we don't run your ads there. So it's going to be very targeted to the needs of your business. And we can definitely help you get commercial jobs as well. Did you have any questions for me at this point before we go ahead and get that set up for your business?
No, I think I'm good.
You're good. And then it's Lawn Stars, right? That's how you want the company branded?
NC Lawn Stars, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And then... your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you go to the customer. No one comes to you. There's not any brick-and-mortar showroom or physical location that the public needs to know about?
No.
Okay, perfect. And that's kind of how Google expects it to be. They don't expect service-based businesses to have a storefront. And, of course, they wouldn't want to list any personal address. They wouldn't want anyone to kind of drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, the next step would be to schedule what we call a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will call you and ask you a little bit more information about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Oh, I did want to do one other thing, and that's to add another layer of protection, a little bit of extra security here on your account. In fact, it is a security question, meaning that if someone were to call us and tell you that they are with your business, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And then if anyone were to call you and tell you that they're either Google or Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information, then you should not speak with them. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Nala. N-A-L-A.
N-A-L-A. Okay. I have to type it in twice. And then this is for exactly $299. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
My name.
Your name. And you said it was a MasterCard. That should actually start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5-1-1-2-4-4-8-3-0.
Mm-hmm.
0-5-4-1.
Okay.
5-3-3-8.
And then the expiration month and year?
06-28.
06 of 2028. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
186.
186. So I've got 186, 186 on the back. I've got June or 06 of 2028 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 51-12-48-30-05-41-53-38?
Yep.
And then what is the billing address of that card?
1902 Stafford Drive.
Okay. And the zip code?
27893.
He said 27893. Okay. And then, Maria never did get your last name.
Martin.
M-A-R-T-I-N?
Yes, sir.
And then is your first name B-R-Y-S-O-N, Bryson?
B-R-I-C-E-S-O-N.
B-R-I-C. Was there an E on there, too?
Yeah, E-S-O-N.
Okay, B-R-I-C-E-S-O-N. Got it. Okay, I think she was just guessing. I'm glad I verified that. And now, of course, because we are a Google Premier partner, I'm actually required to read what's called a voice verification, Mr. Martin. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're reducing the cost of the service, that I'm actually waiving your setup fee, so there's not that initial $99 setup fee either. It's just that flat rate of $299. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Martin, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
NC Lawnthars.
That's exactly how I have that. And please state your name and your official title within the business.
Bryson Martin, owner.
And as the owner of NC Lawnthars, Mr. Martin, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that MasterCard in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Martin, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do request that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. Of course, with all the content that we'll be creating for your business, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Martin, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Yeah, we do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website, of course. NCLawnStars.com is the website that we'll be promoting, the phone number. But, of course, there is not a physical street address to be found online since customers do not come to you. So that 1902 Stafford Drive West is not an address that we'll be promoting for your business at all. Of course, we wouldn't want customers knocking on your door. Of course, we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing the cost of the service, waiving your initial setup fee, and of course, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 6th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Mr. Martin, that is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no hidden taxes or fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or percentage of your profits. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service. As I mentioned, it is offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can even pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Bryson, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Martin, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, in the next couple of minutes here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It is the welcome email. It's important not only because it has our client support information on there. It's also going to have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, although you will get that email shortly, if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you the phone number and email for client support.
Yeah.
Okay. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they will follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Mr. Martin, there is going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. When you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You don't even necessarily need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Just kind of basic off the top of your head knowledge questions, what I mentioned earlier, and a couple of other things. The call itself is scheduled by the hour, but it typically only takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes. We might still be able to get you in at 5 o'clock. If not, there's a 6 o'clock. Would either of those work out for you today?
What is that for?
It's for the follow-up call with your technician, just to verify information off of your website, information that I have here, make sure we know things like your hours of operation, mission statement, etc. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but it is to make sure that everything we have is Google compliant. Would 6 o'clock work out for you?
Yeah, 6 is good.
6 o'clock. Okay. It's going to be scheduled from 6 until 7. The call takes about 30 minutes. We should get to you right at or shortly after 6 o'clock. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. If I am on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. So typically we do the client interview first day, sometimes second or even third day. So getting it done today is definitely going to expedite the process. Between days 5 and 7 is when your client dashboard is up and active and all your directory submissions are created. Now, your Facebook ads, they want us to say 7 to 14 days. It's usually, you know, 5 to 10 days, so it happens pretty quickly. Days 45 to 60, that's when everything's firing on all cylinders, and at any point in time, days 60, month 6, however long you stay with the service, always up-to-date, accurate reporting. We're still updating, and of course, client support 24/7 by way of email, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Oh, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like you got a couple of things. Our emails get sent in bulk every couple of minutes. So you got one that is the welcome email. Again, that's important because it has your login credentials. You don't have to open it now. You'll get official confirmation once your tracking system is active. Should be a day or so. You'll get that by email and text. You can try it any point in time, but you might get a message saying that we're still setting everything up. Looks like your username is your phone number. It's set in our system, so you can't change it, but it's designed to be both easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. The area code is included, but just the numbers. No dashes or parentheses or spaces or anything like that. Looks like top mobile is your default password, all lowercase, no space. You can change it at any point in time, and like I said, all of that information is on your welcome email. Now, a lot of this will look familiar to you since you've already tried to get verified on your own, but the other one or one of the other emails that you got is the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, Bryson, it doesn't have to be everything on this list, but anything you can send our way helps us to expedite the process of actually reassuring Google that you are a real business, that you're in the local area, that you're providing these services that will help us get you verified. So any photos of tools or equipment, photo of your service vehicle, obviously there's not a physical workplace. Google's usually happy with where you park your work vehicle when you're not using it for work. Anything like a business card. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
We're not licensed. We are insured, though.
Okay, that's okay. A lot of times you don't need the license. Unless you're doing, like, Google Guarantee, which is local service ads, and then in which case you need a pesticide license, even though most of the time you don't spray pesticides, you don't have that licensing. So, you know, that's something we can talk about later on, but obviously, you know, getting you on that local map and getting your phone ringing, getting your Google listing, that's going to be a game changer here for you. You are all set and squared away on my end. At 5 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 6, and I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. The one that I did want you to open up, though, is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open up that one, it's going to say, hello, Bryson, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You see those two words, click here?
Yeah.
Okay, so click on the click here. It's hyperlinked to the terms of experience. So you can scroll through that. Obviously, I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will choose Bing. We want you to get those phone calls, too. So, of course, we'll mirror the content there. Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, all that's included. You'll see the three boxes. We want you to click all of them. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, though of course you can stop at any time. Once you've got all of those three boxes checked, click in the longer box. It says click here and type your name. It is case sensitive, so capital B, capital M. Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. Mr. Martin, that does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. You'll know you're successful in submitting that if it asks you to log into your tracking system. Again, you do not need to do that right now. Obviously, our automated system, though, thinks you are trying to access your tracking system. It thinks your tracking system is active, neither of which is really true at this point. We do have to do your client interview first, but like I said, in the next day or so, you're going to get confirmation when your tracking system is active. Other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I do hope I am in between phone calls. Things get a little busy towards the end of the day, but I'll try to keep my phone line open. I'd certainly be happy to join that conversation when our technician calls you, even if it's just to say a quick hello to you. But other than that, welcome aboard. We're excited to get that going for you, get more eyes on that website, link everything with your Facebook page and all that you've already got going for you, get your listing going so that you can start getting those phone calls. Of course, we're looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time.
Thank you.
Mr. Martin, thank you, sir. Real pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello to you when our technician calls you right at or a couple minutes after 6 o'clock.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. You take care. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.